Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We got to talk about this dude, and we got to figure out a way to get him, like, deported out of the country.
Thank
even
you.
If he's an American,
right.
I want him gone.
Yes.
Is a guy on Reddit, apparently, who... When you get pizza, it's molten lava. You just have to have a little patience.
Thank you.
Just, and it's not always the cheese's fault.
Right.
It's the tomato.
Bubbling into the
sauce.
It you just pops up and just scorches the top of your mouth.
I'm going to ruin the show right now. We were going to talk about weird ways you eat food, and we're going to describe this guy. My wife just told me something about Brazil that I never knew. What you just said, the roof of your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
In Brazil, they call it the ceiling of your mouth, and that actually makes more sense.
It does, because the roof is on the outside.
The roof would be on the top, on the outside.
That's the ceiling of your mouth.
It's the ceiling of your mouth. And I'm like, I want to stop the English language and say, we're changing the name. It's the roof is when you tear your skull off and look down on your mouth. That's the roof.
They're the logical.
The part that gets burned is the ceiling of your mouth.
It is.
Sorry.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that too. Yeah. All right. So, will pop up and burn the ceiling of your mouth.
Thank you. This dude runs the pizza under cold water.
Ah, no. What?
What? Who? What?
To cool it down so he can eat it.
That makes
sense. It's all soggy.
Thank you. And you wash away the good grease.
The grease.
That's the best part.
You didn't just jump in on the good grease argument.
Woo!
Because I would take a napkin and go...
What?
All over the pizza to sop up some of the...
Oh, for your kids. Before you serve it to your kids.
No!
For yourself.
Oh, my God. When I went to college in Boulder, on the hill, there's an Abo's Pizza where they make the pizzas that are like 3 feet across. So when you get a slice, you have to fold it in half.
Mm.
You would fold it in half and like just let the grease run out of it into
your mouth.
Gross!
What part?
That's...
If it's too greasy, it's bad. But you've got to have a little grease on there.
You're
it makes all
get
the
it all
cheese
up.
Like.
Oh,
no.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the grease isn't going to get. Oil and water don't mix, so it's not necessarily going to get washed off when you're cooling.
Oh, but then it's going to be just.
That sounds.
It is a little
so
diluted.
Gross.
But again, like the Abo's pizza is kind of soggy, so it's not going to make the pizza any more soggy. It's just going to cool it off. Am I talking myself into liking this guy?
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
You are.
Pop it in the fridge for a second.
Yeah. Or just be patient.
Or just, yes.
Walk around.
But don't blow on it. I hate watching people blow on their food. That's so uncouth. What are you blowing on your food for? God. You ever see that?
What?
Fine dining. On your foodie channels when you're watching them make stuff. They're blowing on their food all the time. No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
That's because they have manners and they're couth.
You think blowing... I mean, I took a little time on the ceiling of the mouth, so we got another time. You honestly believe blowing on food is uncouth?
You're blowing COVID all over it. You keep
here we go.
Droplets.
Pre-pandemic, you still didn't like it?
No. It's just... You're just looking... It's just, yeah. You look uncivilized.
Right.
You look low class.
You know what makes you look more low class?
What's that?
Popping hot food in your mouth and doing that whole...
I do neither. I have patience, just like you were talking about.
Okay.
I've seen you were at a steakhouse and they bring that hot bread out and you're just like lunging like it's a fumbled football. So don't say...
Sometimes you don't even heat your canned food up.
Yeah,
you just eat it right away because you don't have the patience to cook it.
I guess.
All right, so what we want to do with this fool who runs water over his pizza, we want to hear, do you eat food in a weird way? Is there some sort of food that you eat in an unconventional manner? 303 222-5423. You can also text us at 51059. I'm going to say this. Steve eats Kit Kats. I hate bringing this up, but he eats Kit Kats, like, wrong.
How's there a wrong way to eat a Kit Kat?
What do you do? You
take,
eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
He takes a bite.
Yeah, I take bites of the whole thing.
That's wrong.
How
can eating a food be wrong?
Because... Well, can you run water on pizza, Steve?
That's wrong. But who decided there's a right way to eat a Kit Kat? The commercial? Oh, I got to bring it. There's a song. I got to follow the song.
Yeah. It's made that way. Like,
it's
perforated. Yes.
And you guys are just sheep. You follow blindly along like a bunch of lemmings on how to eat your cane. Why don't you just branch out a little bit? Live life a little. Don't conform.
What's good about eating it that way? Because then you bite it and then they could crack and now you've got like four half-eaten pieces.
I'll give you that.
They sometimes...
But it's fun.
All right.
It's unpredictable. Live on the edge.
TX mom puts ice cubes in cereal.
Ew.
With no milk?
Milk and ice cubes.
Oh, is it whole milk and she wants to dilute the milk down to like 2%?
She actually will sometimes put ice cubes and she also hit it with a little dollop of water.
I don't like that. That's
because she wants more liquid, but she doesn't want the fat from the... I don't know what her reasoning is.
I've never heard that.
I've heard the ice cubes.
I bet it's probably not as bad as I'm thinking.
It's worse than you're thinking.
Ice cubes? No.
The water.
Okay.
Why would you add water to your cereal? Like, you want the milk to get it a little bit soggy. Water's going to make it... milk has a little more heft to it,
yes.
So it doesn't feel like it soaks in as fast. But water's just going
to
be like...
Right.
Make it...
I don't know.
Another one here. That. Raw hot dogs.
What's wrong with that one?
If anybody in this room eats a raw hot dog, I am leaving.
If anybody doesn't, how do you not? You're an American. We all eat raw hot dogs.
I will say this. A turkey dog. Okay. Let me explain.
That's not a hot dog.
Like a turkey dog is already cooked and then it's just in the hot dog shape and then you just kind of warm it up.
Oh.
And I think maybe now most hot dogs are But I thought hot dogs are made from the droppings on the floor, man.
Ew.
You don't want to eat that without cooking it.
Well, I did as a child.
You just grab them out of the package and shove it in your face?
Yep,
me too. I still do. I just did it the other day. I bought a sack of the Hormel beef hot dogs. And
ew. That is uncouth.
Well, what? No.
Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for the other two to boil, and I'm hungry. I'm like, hot dog.
I wouldn't do it now. I did it as like a child when I was like, I can't boil water.
I bought one of those rollers you see in 7-Eleven.
He literally
does. Oh, my God.
I do. You do. They just watch them roll, just like at 7-Eleven.
You got to buy the better meat ones, at least.
My grandpa used to have like four of them in his breast pocket where pens would be, and he would just like, put it back in. Yes.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Okay, that's where you draw the line.
You gotta be cold out of the fridge. You can't be just warm and all linty in someone's pocket.
His pockets were fairly lint-free. Okay. He might have had a lint protector. Pocket protector. What was the other one? I have a friend who eats honey buns.
Uh-huh. Oh, those are good.
Frozen.
What?
Puts them in the freezer.
Frozen?
Like you can't, I think they come
bread
frozen.
Frozen isn't good, right?
That's a good call.
But it's cold bread. And so it's like he licks it a few times and gets the sugars off it and then like bites it. It's like it's not as good as a Thin Mint in the freezer.
Which is a Girl Scout
Thin Mint in the freezer.
That's good.
Unmatched.
Yes.
It should be on the box. It's like, please do not eat this one.
Right.
It's so much better
it's
in the
so
freezer.
So good.
But a honey bun?
I don't know. Iced or glazed honey bun. I still eat the ones from Hostess. I buy them. I stock up. They're good. I don't know about frozen.
How old are you?
What, 12?
You eat hot dogs and honey buns. He's 10.
Hot dogs and honey buns.
He's like Tom Hanks in Big. He's like a child in a man's body.
Shimmy, shimmy, cuckoo.
Oh, my God. Don't you have a friend who freezes Snickers?
Yeah, the lady friend. She loves frozen Snickers.
Gross!
So what?
That's got to hurt.
It's got to hurt.
At first, probably, but yeah. That's
So we want to know the weird thing that you eat. If you eat it weird or if you eat a weird thing, we want to hear the weird things you eat. There's somebody who said they put orange juice on cereal.
By choice?
That's a human we don't want to talk to.
Definitely.
What cereal would taste good? Is there one in your mind?
Could not think of one.
I like brushing my teeth and then drinking a glass of orange juice.
That is like shoving a wad of aluminum foil in your mouth.
I would never like brushing
teeth and orange juice have to be separated by 3 hours.
You wouldn't like orange flavored toothpaste?
I'm doing Sunday fun day, I wake up at 5 a.m. and brush my teeth and then go back to bed so I can have mimosas later.
Smart. I'm going to steal that trick.
You're welcome. All right. If you're eating food in a weird way, we want to talk to you. Sydney.
Yay.
What you eating weird?
A chicken pot pie. I take it apart. I eat the crust after I eat the filling.
Oh, so
what?
Weird.
That's a lot of work.
You're
dismantling it.
Right. Off at the top and eat the filling and then go back and eat the crust.
That's fun.
So you like the crust the best? You're delaying the gratification?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. If it's a Marie Callender's, that's good.
That pot pie, I never get the big one, but they make the mini ones.
Yeah.
That pot pie is...
That's a good pot pie.
That's an epic pot pie
That's a
right
good
there.
Pie right there.
But I'll tell you this, that is a food that would make you very angry, because there's no other way to eat it without blowing on every bite. Because it's molten.
Yeah.
You could wait 2 hours and it's still lava inside.
You're like,
thank you for the call, Sydney. That's really weird. Silver.
Yay.
What you eating weird?
I eat my pizza slices crust first, even if it's not stuffed crust.
Do you remember when all the pizza chains went to the stuffed crust and like, it's so good, you want to eat the crust first?
Uh-huh.
It makes you're
doing it wrong then. You're eating pizza the slices.
You're right. You start at the point, you branch out.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Well, you don't end at a point.
And plus, it's like what you hold on to.
Yes.
Your hands don't get all messy.
I grew up in a Mexican household, and everything my mom prepared, you know, we take a bite of the tortilla first, and then the entree, and that's how I feel like when I have my pizza.
I get it, because the Mexican thing, you take a bite of tortilla, eat some beans, put your tortilla in green chili and eat it.
Dang, so never thought of that.
But then you should be going back and forth. You, like, take a bite of the end and then flip it to the point, and then... Like, you should have it on a swivel. You need a lazy Susan for your pizza. That's weird. Thank you, Silver. I don't like that one. Francie.
Yes.
Yay.
What are you eating weird?
Well, I don't know if it's really weird. And I did it in front of my mother-in-law 20 years ago, and she gave me this really weird look. The only way I eat cake, a slice of cake, is in a bowl with milk on top.
I've heard of, or ice cream, but milk, I've heard that.
I literally, this is like bringing back a flood of memories. I have not done it since I was a child, but that is the only way we ate cake at my house as a child.
In a bowl with milk. It's so soggy.
It's chocolate cake.
And you tip it on its side, so like the frosting is like on one side.
Uh-huh.
And then... maybe it's because my mom's cakes weren't that moist and she was just insecure about it or something, it's almost like, and then you have Oreo milk almost at the end. It's good, you guys.
I could see your point. I was picturing like a whole thing of milk, but you're just talking
just
a little bit. Okay.
It's like an inch.
No. So I could see that.
I pour a bunch of milk.
She's like, no. Let me ruin it for you again.
Don't overdo it. But yes,
that's not bad.
Oh my God, I have blocked that memory. Thank you for the call, Francie. It's better than you think. Israel?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What are you eating weird?
What's it called? Eggo chocolate chip waffles and hot Cheetos. My daughter thinks it's the weirdest thing, and she tells like anyone that comes over to my house ever.
Do you put syrup on the waffles or just the Cheetos?
Just the Cheetos and warm waffles. No syrup.
How'd that all be?
Hot chocolate chip waffles, good.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
With hot Cheetos on top.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not a huge fan of like chicken and waffles. I don't do the sweet and savory. I'm not great with that, and I'm definitely not great with this one.
It's too out there for me.
Just try it. If you ever get a chance, try it. Maybe you'll like it.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. I'm not feeling that one.
There's
a poke place that they have crushed up hot Cheetos, and you can finish your poke bowl with that.
Oh.
And my friends who like own the Namico, they're mad at me for eating it that way because I asked. Don't knock hot Cheetos on top of fish is all I'm saying. What? On a chocolate chip waffle, it's so good.
As a breading,
I'm shocked that you're saying that. So
It's better than you think.
Huh.
Well, you don't like because it's hot. Because Steve thinks like regular nacho Doritos are hot.
Yeah, those are too hot.
Rachel?
Yay.
Yay.
What you eating weird?
So it's something that my dad taught me, RIP to my daddy-o. So he would get a cherry Coke, drink it down a little bit, and then get a package of salted peanuts from the gas station, the little ones, and pour them in.
Yup, you're saying yep like you've done it?
Done it with Pepsi.
Yes, I do it too. He taught me, and it is so good.
Rachel, do you do it with pretzels? Because I'll take a can of Pepsi and put pretzels, cold Pepsi, and some pretzels.
Because
you get the salt and the sweet. So they float around, you drink and eat them at the same
time. Now I'm gonna.
Yeah, but peanuts
are
good
too.
So you
do the sticks so they'll fit inside
I'm sorry, yes. And they just float, and then you just take a drink, and you can get the crunchy.
I don't even know you, man.
What?
I honestly don't even know you. Thank you for calling, Rachel.
How can you not do that?
Again, I don't like the sweet and savory, and I really don't like soda. So that's but I would never.
Odd.
Amber, she's intrigued. She'll try.
Nobody wants a soggy pretzel either.
Exactly.
But you don't have to wait till they're totally soggy.
Do you eat the pretzels at the end?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so gross. Shannon.
Yay.
What you eating weird?
Okay, so this isn't me, but I watched a video recently of somebody that cooks their ground beef, drains out the grease, and then puts the ground beef into a strainer and washes it.
Washes it?
Then puts it right back in the pan, yeah.
Slacker, what? You're the foodie, is that...
So I know I made a big stink about the grease on pizza, but you need some of the grease from your ground beef. Like, you don't overly unfatten your beef.
Yeah.
Like, I when I see somebody buying the, 95.5 ground beef, I just want to thump them. Because it's just too pure.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, you can't even make a burger out of it. It won't stick together.
90-10
you need fat.
You do.
Did you say 80-10?
No, I think it's a 90-10 one. 93.7.
It was like an 85-15 is pretty good.
That is way too greasy. You want 93.7.
No, for making a burger.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. They don't even make a 93.7 except in Turkey.
Oh.
Like the Jennie-O turkey you can get in 93.7, and it's just no fun.
Oh.
Because it's just like, it's just white. It's like paper. It's like spitballs.
So you're doing 85-15?
85-15 is a great ground beef for a burger.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might do that one then, okay.
What do you buy? You really buy 90-10?
I buy the
liter
one.
I'll eat the fat off a can of...
You're right. You're right with hamburger. On my George Foreman, I can't get it too fatty because then you get too...
It's a George Foreman, I forgot. Kelsey?
Yay.
What are you eating weird?
So my husband thinks it's super weird that I put ketchup on fried fish, but I think he's weirder because he puts frozen Otter Pops in the microwave and then eats them.
He gets them hot?
What?
Yeah, warm.
What?
But, it's so weird.
It's just sugar juice,
he'll freeze them.
Yeah, why don't you just got high C?
Into the microwave and eat them.
That's illegal.
Yeah, no, he's definitely something. Thank you,
Kelsey.
Offense. Peyton.
Yay.
What are you eating weird?
I eat dill pickles dipped in sherry yogurt.
Oh, dill pickles rule.
I love a dill pickle, so tell me more.
That is
what's that combo about?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.